Brisbane running out winners by 36 points, 16-6-102. Adelaide 9-12-66. The Lions find themselves on top of the ladder tonight, of course. Tomorrow, the Dockers and the Demons are both still to play. We've got Sean Burgoyne and we've got Dom Cassisi. What do you make of this game, boys? What did you think of that one tonight?
Oh, look, the Crows put up a good fight in the first half, as we know. You know, they really took it to Brisbane, particularly in that second quarter. You know, they kicked 4-2 in that second quarter, and Brisbane kicked 2 late. But then after that, it was pretty much a nothing game. You know, Brisbane just came out. Their leaders, Zorko, Neil, McGluggage, just stepped up, blew them away, and were too strong for them.
Yeah, it went the way we thought it'd go, didn't it? We got a bit excited when Adelaide put up a bit of a fight, but, you know, if we sit back at the end of the game and think about it, that's what we spoke about before the game. Brisbane are a consistent, professional, top four team, and Adelaide are on the rebuild, and they're going to have these hiccups, and, you know, they'll review the first half, I would think, and say, well, this is the effort we need to bring, whether playing a top team or a team that's down the bottom like us. We need to bring this effort all across the field, no matter if you're the oldest player or the youngest player. But Brisbane just got the job done, move on, and unfortunately, it might be an injury to McCluggage, but, you know, the bye's coming up in a couple of weeks, so hopefully it's not a bad one.
And they've showed good flexibility. Players are playing sort of in different spots and different roles sometimes. I mean, you touched on, you know, what Bailey was doing tonight as well, and they just appear as though there's still growth within them, Brisbane, and good players to come back in as well.
Well, there is. You know, obviously the good players, you know, Danaher and McStay, Mitch Robinson when he's fit, you know, that they make a difference to this team, and they get only get better. And that's the problem that, you know, the coach wants is, you know, competition for spots, which is what they've got.
We're looking back on this game tonight. It's our Triple M footy review, and a big win to Brisbane by 36 points over Adelaide here at the Adelaide Oval. Standing by to see if we can go and have a chat to anyone from the Brisbane Footy Club. Might be able to take you down shortly, actually. I think we're about to have a chat to someone. Our friends there at Fox. No, that was just Jared Lyons going over and saying g'day to a few of the lads. All right, we've got Adelaide. We want to touch on that. Really want to drill down a little deeper on that as well with Dom Cassisi and Sean Burgoyne on the back of this one. This is a side who, they've lost three in a row, and by more than 6, 40-odd points, 50-odd points in some of them. They've got a tough couple of weeks to come as well. Where do they go from this? You go last week, okay, that's 2 losses in a row, we're going to drop 5 players. You can't just keep doing that sort of stuff. So how do you change it?
Well, I don't think there's a quick fix for them. I mean, one thing that the Crows do bring is effort. They do bring effort. They don't fold over, but if they're in a rebuild, you look at who have they got in the top 20 of the draft the last 4 or 5 years, and where are those players at? So Fogarty, Chase Jones, McCasey, McHenry, Miller, Pedler, Rochelle, Schoenberg and Thilthorpe. So tonight, out of those guys, McHenry played well. And I don't even know where the rest of them are, to be honest. So you talk about where to from here. Well, unless they're going to get some improvement in those core group of players that you've gone out and invested in first-round draft picks, you're going to get similar results.
Yeah, I agree. Your top-end talent has to come through. You're rebuilding, and you've got to play your top-end talent for those guys to develop. You know, we said before the game, their one would is their work rate. That's their identity. They can't go away from that. No matter, they're rebuilding over a few years, so that's their one would, and they can't move away from that. So, you know, they might get some more polished players in. You know, Dawson comes in, they're going to get these players come through, but they've got to stick to their one wood, which is work rate first, and the rest comes after that.
Is it good enough to win, though? Can you provide that work rate and pressure all the time and maintain it throughout the game and win with that? Of course, you're saying you've got to bring some more top-end talent through, but when you're looking at the midfield and the gun midfields in the competition, which they've come up against in the last 3 weeks, they've been smashed through there with their mids.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't see any A-graders coming through. Like, I can't see anyone. McHenry is a good player. He's kicked 2, he has a crack. But he's 178 centimetres and 80 kilos. You know, like the midfield these days, come against Carlton, these guys are 190 centimetres, 90 kilos,
yep,
and run all day. So, you know, talk about winning the contest. Have you got elite talent coming through that can win a contest? And that's where the concerns lie for the Crows. Now, you know, I think their effort, their fit, they probably try their best, but you do need elite talent to come through, and unfortunately their draft picks haven't been really, progressing the rate they need to.
Well, they will finish down the bottom of the ladder, and then obviously the draft comes around. Do they pick the best mid out there? Do they pick a fast mid, or do they pick a bigger mid? So those questions will be answered at some stage.
Brisbane running out big winners by 36 points, heading down to Tommy Rockcliffe shortly and grab one of those stars down there. Might even be trying to see if we can get Charlie Cameron, who was on fire again here at the Adelaide Oval. It was a bit, though, like Adelaide, they might have got ahead of themselves a bit this season. Like, it wasn't that long ago when they had good wins over Richmond and then backed it up with the Bulldogs, and then, you know, Matty Nix is sort of like, yep, we've matured and we're coming quickly and we've rebuilt quickly. Yep. It's a bit like that was a point where they got a bit comfortable and now it's all fallen off a cliff.
Yeah, but we spoke about the hard work. That's what we keep coming back to. But I think that's the basis of their game. And then you put the layers on top of it. Then it's a structure, and let's get tactics, and then let's get, you know, all these other things that come off the back of that. But they've got to get that right every time they step out onto the field. And if they get ahead of themselves, they'll get blown off the park. If they don't bring it, or whatever, they blame other things, they'll get blown off the park. But that's the number one thing they bring each week, and it's consistent across the board.
We're just talking about the first round, the top 20 draft picks, so we need to go down.
Yeah, we've got one of the stars of the night, Charlie Cameron, catching up with Tommy Rockcliffe.
Yeah, we've got the new king of Brisbane now, West Brisbane. You've taken over the man, very good.
Yeah.
How was that out there back in the
night? Yeah, no, it was a good crowd. First quarter we got going, but that second quarter they were coming, so we tried to weather the storm there with the late few goals at the end there, but yeah, credit to them, they were pretty good in that second quarter.
You're giving a fair bit after those goals, like, did the moment might run out of diesel in the second quarter,
did you get a goal? Nah, down that end, I don't know. I haven't really celebrated this, the first couple of goals, so yeah. I guess just try to get going and trying to get the energy going through the boys.
Charlie, we're just going to have to jump in there, mate. Yep. We can't quite hear Tommy Rockcliffe down there.
Yeah, I know, same. Yeah, I can't really hear him, so I got the headphone out.
Yeah, perfect, mate. Here's Sean Burgoyne to ask you a question.
Nice game, Charlie. I just want to know, what prevented you from stealing Zorko's goal on the goal line? All good forwards want to do, they want to snag.
I think I saw the Tom McDonald goal, so I didn't want to do that, and trying to skip it, so I didn't want to do it. I was going to be dropped next week, so wouldn't hear from it if I tried to keep that in, but yeah, credit to me, he's a magician.
And just quickly, Hipwood back in the team, what does he mean to you and the rest of the team?
He provided contests, even though I think he missed that set shot, but his contest on the night was pretty good. Him and Jack Payne provided a contest all night, and I guess prevented Tommy Day, which is their influence of marking the ball in the back half. So, credit to me. He ran out of legs at the end there. He was cramping up, you reckon? So, big boy, big eel.
Charlie, half-time, mate. The Crows came at you guys in the second quarter. They kicked four goals. You guys got two goals late just before half-time. Yeah. What was the discussion? Is that Fagan having a chat to you boys at halftime about anything, or was it just that you guys knew you had to step up?
Yeah, credit to the Crows. They brought their pressure and they were able to win the ball and get it forward. I think Dawson, I think he came back and played as a seven, so we couldn't adjust to the way he was playing. So he was damaging off that back half when he became the seventh. For them, and obviously we made a few changes to try and, I guess, stop him, and Jared Berry did that job in the third quarter and was able to stop his, his disposals and stuff.
Another four snags tonight. You're sitting ninth on the common.
Yep.
How have you improved your accuracy, particularly from set shots? Is it a mental thing? Because this year you've really improved out of sight.
Yeah, I think the North Melbourne game, I kicked 2.6. All the boys were ripping me. A few boys in Adelaide, Barry Smith, kept saying 2.6. So, I've just kept it simple and just backed myself in, and I was able to finish my work tonight, except for that last one. But I think it's all just preparation and just believing, so yeah.
I guess it's those Mitch Robinson challenges on the footy field. Charlie, kicking goalposts for $100 must help out.
Yeah, middle Rob, so
where's he at the moment, Mitch? He's
His wife had a beautiful baby, so he's back there looking after her and the family, so middle Rob is going well.
Nah, nice.
Yeah, no, nah, Zorko's like, what about my goal? So, in addition.
Yeah. Oh, you're a star, Charlie. We really appreciate you joining us on Triple M. Big win tonight. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
There he is, Charlie Cameron. Hey, what a star he is. Doesn't he absolutely just light it up? He's brilliant to watch, and he had four rippers tonight. We're looking back on this game for McDonald's this week, of course. Score 20% off your entire order when you spend $10 or more only on the My Maccas app.
And just going back to the accuracy, you used to think of the Lions last year, particularly at home, Dom, being super inaccurate. They're ranked number one this year for scoring goals, or the accuracy in front of goals. 71% is their set shot conversion. So they've highlighted it, they realised they weren't good at it, they've improved on it, and it's making a massive difference. 16-6 tonight as they break the ton. And when you go into finals, we talk about them going out in straight sets. It's going to be massive if you can convert.
I mean, they're looking for, you know, improvements in inches, basically. They've been so close for a few years, and if they can improve their accuracy by 10%, then they're probably a 2 or 3 goal better team. They're finishing, you know, well on top almost. So, yeah, they're the improvements that a team like that's going to get.
And they nullified, as you picked up, Dom, the Dawson effect, because they sent Berry to him, and we heard Charlie Cameron talk to us that the halftime break, that's something they really wanted to look at and adjust. So their ability to move and adjust in game and get it done was pretty impressive.
It was. They executed that really well. And then, unfortunately for the Crows, as soon as you can shut down Dawson with that lethal kick off half back, there's not really anyone else there. You know, you look at Brisbane in the midfield, go shut down Neil. Well, you've still got McLuggage, you've still got Zorko, you've still got Lyons. Bailey and Lyons and all these guys. So it's just, yeah, they're rebuilding. Just got to keep adding depth, keep adding better players.
What did you like most about Brisbane tonight, Sean?
Well, just, we said it before the game, the even contribution amongst everyone. We said it during the game. If you kick the ball long and high into the forward lines, you got Harris Andrews and Marcus Adams who intercept the ball. You go forward, anyone can kick a goal up forward, and the midfield is so evenly spread. And I'm just really, really impressed by the even contribution across the whole team. And that's what gets it done at the end of the point end of the season.
10 individual goal kickers. They had that against West Coast as well. So, you know, if Lincoln McCarthy doesn't get you with a goal, you've just got McLuggage popping up, or Bailey with three tonight. Like, it's not a triple threat. It's a quadruple threat up there, isn't it? They've just got so many avenues towards goal, even with Danaher not in the side.
So Brisbane running out winners by 36 points here at the Adelaide Oval. Today's I'm loving it moment. Happened at the 12th minute mark of the fourth quarter. And here's how we caught it on Triple M Footy.
Kicks it into the pocket. Dawson's read it best. An arm chop there. Not paid. Hitwood. Berry to Zorko. Zorko from the pocket. He bends around. The magician. Dane Zorko with a magic goal. How did he do that? In front of the old scoreboard. He's got his second.
That's a quality goal by Zorko. The former Eddie Betts pocket. Now the Dane Zorko pocket.
Terrific stuff. The Maccas, I'm loving it moment. All right, who's got the awards tonight, boys? The Triple MVP Award for homeloans.com.au. Homeloans.com.au, when it comes to the fairest home loans, they're the true MVP.
Yeah, I've got the honours tonight, boys. One vote. We'll kick it off with Charlie Cameron. 4 goals, 8 disposals, 4 goals. Not a bad return, is it? Turned it on against his old team.
The Matterbike.
That's it. Took the choke from the
table. He's going back over it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's smoking the pipe.
But just for those that missed it, you know what I mean? So
just walk us through that again, Dom.
You know when you start the lawnmower?
Yeah, yeah.
Never mowed your own lawn.
You got the choke, he took it from the turtle to the rabbit. He's got the anyway, we'll move on, boys.
Probably not on a Harley.
2 votes. We've gone Bailey. He kicked 3 goals, 19 disposals for the Brisbane Lions. He's had 7 contested possessions. Plenty of metres gained. He's just a star. He was up on the wing. He looks dangerous when he's going forward. So I can't wait to see the rest of the season play out for him. Talk about their depth. He adds to it. And then 3 votes. I've gone Lachie Neale. 36 disposals. 19 contested possessions. 7 clearances. 4 inside 50s a goal. He would have been just loving life tonight.
I can tell you what.
No one would hear him.
He's their best player. You know, one of the favourites for his second Brownlow. And they just left him alone for the first 3 quarters, well, first 2.5 quarters. And, well, he would have been thinking, how good is this? I'm out of stoppage. I'm the number one Brisbane Lions clearance player. I'm the number one hard ball gets player. I'm the number one handball. I'm the number one loose ball gets player. All these stats he leads. and they don't send anyone to me. How good's this?
But literally no one.
No one.
Not even another mid trying to make a 2-on-1. So he had a 3-metre radius around him all night.
So is there any guys can think of as to why this would have been a plan?
The big O would have walked to a stoppage. There's the best player, one of the favourites for the Brownlow, all by himself. Hit it to him, bang. And like we said, he had 6 clearances to half time or 3-quarter time. No one on him. And then the game's over and done where they put a player to him and he has 1 clearance for the rest of the game.
I think the thought from the coach's box was, let's leave him free to get what we want across half back, which is Dawson with an elite kick, and when Dawson touches it and gets our ball moving, we're the best chance ever to score.
Not being disrespectful to the other Brisbane mid, but there's probably a ranking system, so when you come up against them, it's like, well, who do we leave free? Do we leave the Brownlow favourite? Do we leave McCluggage or do we leave Lyons free? But you leave the best one free. So there would have been a little ranking system, or they could have even had their own half forward come up and man him up. But I was a bit mystified why he'd leave him by himself for so long.
The Triple MVP award there for homeloans.com.au. Lockie Neal with the 3 votes. Homeloans.com.au. When it comes to the fairest home loans, they're the true MVP. I'm just picturing Dom mowing the lawns, actually. It's just,
never would have thought. Doesn't own one.
You wear the safety goggles when you're out there.
Mate, safety goggles, earmuffs, 100%. Steel caps.
Steel caps.
And the lawn's about 3 metres by 4.
2 strokes?
Have a look at his manicured fingers.
Swear to God, that lawn is about 4 by 4 metres.
Is it lawn porn?
He's never picked up a drill in his life. Wouldn't know what a battery-operated weapon, wouldn't know what anything is.
Got the left-handed drill.
Yeah. You're alongside your left-handed hammer.
Let's fly around the grounds for RAA. RAA and Sure with the locals today. The Swans home in the other game tonight by 58 points over the Bombers. And a few games earlier on, was the Saints by 10 points over the Cats in a really good come-from-behind win. Port by 69 over the Kangaroos, and earlier on the Tigers home over the Hawks by 23 points. Games tomorrow, the Suns, Dockers, Giants and the Blues, and the Eagles and the Demons. Saturday night footy, it was Brisbane home by 36 points for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.